You know, as a law enforcement officer, we are constantly being presented with various forms of identification. And you're expected to positively ID the people you encounter. But today's counterfeit IDs are practically impossible to differentiate from real ones. Without the certainty of knowing their true identity, your confidence wanes as you contemplate the consequences of an incorrect assessment. You deserve the proper tools to ensure your safety, and your community depends on you to protect them. Backup has arrived. SureScan puts the power to identify fake IDs with 99.9% accuracy right in the palm of your hands. It was created by an active law enforcement officer who understands the importance of checking IDs in a way that's simple, fast, and unquestionably accurate. Visit SureScan.us/CJEvolution to schedule your demo and see how well SureScan Age ID can help you stay safe while you're protecting your community. Visit SureScan.us/CJEvolution. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope your day is off to a great start. Patrick here, host and creator of the Top Ranked CJ Evolution podcast. Top Ranked because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for tuning in. We know you have many options, but you keep coming back to us, and we sure do appreciate it. Keep sharing it with your family and friends. And if you love the show, I know you do, give us that 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcast. Big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field. That means you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Wherever you are, wherever you are at, thank you for doing your amazing job. Tough times, it's an understatement, but you go out there every day. You put everything on the line to serve and protect your communities. Remember this, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Stay safe. You know, if you're a first responder and you're listening to this show and you are going through some challenging times, remember this, you are never alone. You are never alone. I know a lot of us think that way, that nobody can understand what you are going through. I get it. I have been in your shoes, and trust me, brother or sister, there is nothing you can't overcome. FHE Health and their Shatterproof program for first responders are here for you. We've been doing this a long time, and we are the industry leader. Our job is to make you better. Here is a word from my good friend, Jimmy Keith, who works inside the Shatterproof program.
What makes Shatterproof a very unique program is it's one of the only programs in the country that first responders can go to that is 100% all first responders. Everybody's in pretty bad shape when they get here. And then 30 days later, when you can see the transformation and the difference in people when they've had 30 days of counseling, working with therapists, working with a psychiatrist, getting the neuro treatment, doing the breath therapy that's done here. The transformation that happens with the clients is really humbling to be able to work around and see, because people are getting better here. And it just shows that there's a need for the first responder community to deal with behavioral health issues and take them seriously and offer treatment to people that may need help out there. They should be afforded the ability to come get help when they need help. It has gotten better, but we still have a long way to go.
Take that step forward for you. No one else, for you. You have to get yourself better before you can be of service and be your best self to others. Reach out to FHE Health and Shatterproof at 844-650-1399. That's 844-650-1399. Or reach out to me directly, 303-960-9819. Welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well. It's a great day. You got a lot of opportunity ahead of you, but remember, mindset. Mindset is key. You know, it's not living in a bubble where you ignore problems and challenges, but everything starts with your mind. You can choose to be happy and look at things from a different light. Welcome back. You know, I was asked recently to do a solo episode. I always have guests on the show, and I'm blessed and grateful for that. And I do have the Microcast Mondays, but I wanted to hop on and do a solo episode about resiliency. Resiliency, everybody hears it. We hear it all over the place. We hear it online. We hear it from people. You got to be resilient. You got to be resilient. Well, what does resilience mean to you? It can be challenging sometimes. The key with resiliency, in my opinion, is getting up after you've been knocked down. Everybody gets knocked down in life. Everybody. You, everybody. Family members, friends, everybody. Life is not what is on social media. That is a misnomer. It's fake. It's not real. Maybe some of it's a little real, but not everybody is driving around in a Ferrari or Bentley. You have to be resilient. You have to learn how to get up and keep going because life is hard. Life is difficult. You know this. And life can be cruel. But the key is when you get knocked down, get back up and see what you can learn differently from your experience. You know, when I was going through treatment, I pondered this a lot. I was thinking, what can I do different than I did in the past? What can I do that is not going to lead me down the same path of where I ended up, almost killing myself, almost taking my life? I knew I didn't want to go back to that place. So what did I have to do? I was resilient. I was gaining resiliency. I was learning to be stronger. So the first thing I did is I made a list of everything that I wanted to give up. Alcohol was first on the list. I'm not knocking people. Maybe you drink socially or whatever. But alcohol got to a point where it did nothing for me anymore. I might have an occasional glass of wine, but not drinking the way I used to. So if you are abusing alcohol, and I know it's a disease, it is tough. Please reach out and get some help. Shatterproof, again, is here for you. But resiliency, we all hear about it, but have you ever taken the time to really think of how resilient you are? Because life never stops. It is never going to stop. It's going to keep throwing curveballs at you and throwing challenges. Life is not green lights all the way. But the key, like I said before, is to recognize those red lights and not get stopped. When the green light goes, go. And the analogy is, okay, you're stopped at a red light. You have a challenge. The green light goes, and you don't go. You're stuck at that red light. You're not going anywhere. People are honking at you. They're passing you. And you just stop. And the minute you realize it's a green light, the red light, it changes again. And now it's a red light again. So you keep stopping. You don't go anywhere. Resiliency is about moving forward along with mindset. I talk about this all the time. I am not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I have my challenging days. That's part of recovery. You are going to have challenges. But please do not let them get you down. You have to get back up. And when you really think about it, it is a miracle that we are here as humans. I'm not trying to get into a religious discussion or anything like that. It is a miracle. It is a miracle that we are here, or whatever word that you want to use. We are here. We only have a finite time on this earth. So make the most of it. And part of that, a big part of it, is being resilient and living the life you were meant to live. Some of us, a lot of us, get confused about that. I know I was. I was confused about my path, my journey, my compass, whatever you want to call it, until I got treatment. Then the light went on. Because I was one of those persons, maybe you are, that thought, and I talk about this, well, I'm a cop, I'm resilient, you know, I can handle anything. I could. Until it got to a point where I couldn't handle it. I always use the analogy of a suitcase. I was stuffing things in over the years. I was stuffing all those things into the suitcase until one day I couldn't zip it up. I couldn't close it. And then what happened? Well, I had to start unpacking. And that was, unpacking is coming forward. Coming forward and saying, hey, I'm struggling. I'm going through some stuff, putting my ego aside and my hubris, whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, for a long time, people said, well, man, Pat's got his shit together. I didn't. You know, I put on a mask like so many of us do. Hey, how you doing, Fitz? I'm fine. Fine does not mean fine in my book. Maybe sometimes it does, but when people say they're fine, in my opinion, they're really not fine. They're really not fine. Isn't it amazing how we all connect through pain at some point? Again, this is just my opinion. If I stop you on the street and say, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, I'm okay. Well, I'm doing great. I am doing fantastic. Life is amazing. I am grateful. I am blessed. You'll probably look at me like I have a second head. Most people. Now, if I meet you on the street and say, hey, how you doing? And you say, well, I'm kind of down today. You know, life, you know, work sucks, all this other stuff. My spouse or partner's on me. You know, things are a mess. I'm stressed. And I say, yeah, I know how you feel, man. I'm stressed. I'm stressed too. And I got all this stuff going on. And then we form that bond. Isn't it amazing how we connect through pain? When you go into treatment, you are with other people that are suffering like you. And it's not a contest. It's not about who has the biggest story or the most traumatic story. It's not that. What you are going through, what I went through, is my story. It's the pain I felt, and it was important to me. It's not a contest. And trust me, I talk about this a lot. I talk about it a lot, and I don't mean this in a bad way. You are not unique with your problems. You are a unique individual. There's only one of you in the world. No one else is like you, but your problems, the challenges you are going through, addiction, alcoholism, infidelity, whatever, people, millions have gone through it, and they've gotten treatment. And that is part of resiliency. Resiliency, like I said, it's a catchphrase now. You got to be more resilient. But the people who are saying that, do they actually know what it means? Or is it just a catchphrase that everybody's using? So I encourage you, each and every one of you, to look at yourself, do an internal search warrant. You like that? Internal search warrant. I can't remember where I got that from, but that's not mine. But I stole it. He was a great guest, or she was a great guest. I can't remember. I'm getting old. Not really. But do self-reflection and see if you're really resilient, like everybody's saying. If you're not, you need to work on that, because life never stops, my friend. You are always going to have challenges, but it's nothing that you can't overcome. But here's the kicker. Most of the time, you can't do it alone. I would say none of the time. You need to open up. You need a team around you. And so many of us surround us with the wrong people. The people that are constantly bringing you down. The toxic people. And they're everywhere, folks. Maybe they're family members. Maybe they're good, quote, friends. They want to bring you down. You don't need to be around that crap. That's part of the reason you are down and depressed and God knows what else. It's because you're surrounding yourself with these people. You ever notice that most of the people that are bringing you down and telling you need to do this and that, their lives are a mess. I mean, that's my experience, but yet they're giving you advice. Because misery loves company, folks. You know that. You've heard that. It loves company. So when it comes to resilience, do a search warrant of yourself. Really reflect on this, because it can change the course of your life. It can change the course of your life. And like the great Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the five people you associate with. That's very important. Very important. And I've talked about the environment of law enforcement. It is a tough environment. I can't imagine what you are going through in this environment. You know, when I started in law enforcement, we didn't have social media. We didn't have all this stuff. And generally, politicians laid off law enforcement. Now it's open season. But again, I still believe that the majority of Americans support and love our law enforcement. They do. You have to believe that. But I know it's challenging with everything going on. That's why it's so important that you reflect and you do that internal check and you see where you're at right now, not only physically, but mentally, because everything starts with your mind. Everything, from your health to your sleep, everything starts with your mind. And if you're in that bad place, folks, please reach out. And if the people that are going to give you shit for reaching out and doing what's best for you, you don't need them in your life, plain and simple. I'm sorry. You don't need them in your life. The people in my life that I thought were, quote, friends, I don't associate with anymore. because those were the same people or some of the same people that were bringing me down and keeping me in that spot. And I allowed it. I allowed it. And I'm not saying I'm better than them, but I changed directions and I pivoted. And I got new friends that make me feel good. We complement each other. I make them feel good. They make me feel good. You know, that's just part of this big, huge quagmire we call life. Please, work on yourself. You are so important, but you got to work on your resiliency. That is key to a lot in life. So remember this. Remember this. Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody. And I don't mean to sound like a dick or mean or anything like that. That's just the honest truth. You have to save yourself. I'm not talking about being a narcissist or mean or blowing off friends. I'm not talking about that. But you have to take that step forward and you have to work on yourself first, like I said in the intro, before you can be of service to others. Plain and simple. That's the one thing I learned in treatment. One of the many takeaways I took is I had to be selfish with my self-care. And really, that's all it's about. You have to take care of yourself, folks. And I hope you have a great day. And we have a new sponsor with us. Mark Baxter is a good friend of mine. He's a Leo that's come up with some amazing technology. SureScan, no more fake IDs with this equipment. It'll pick it up, and it's portable, handheld. It is amazing. SureScan, you can reach it at surescan.us/CJEvolution. Folks, go out there, conquer your day. Conquer your life. Until next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.